Lawmakers would not be discussing this issue were it not for members of the Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church. The church's congregation travels around the country protesting at military funerals with the message that God is punishing America for its acceptance of homosexuality. They hold signs that say, "Thank God for dead soldiers," among other messages. Dodge County Sheriff Todd Nels dealt with the group at a military funeral last October and testified on his experience at a legislative hearing. He says he told those protesting to move further down the road away from the funeral site.
I was not looking at it at all on a First Amendment right for anybody. I looked at it, how am I going to protect the people that asked for my protection, as well as protect the people that are attending that funeral. And the only way I could protect them both was to move them, and I moved them twice.
Those protesting accused Nels of strong-arming them. Nels says a legislative plan to keep protesters 500 feet away from a funeral site an hour before and after a ceremony would make it easier for him to keep the peace while still protecting free speech rights. But members of the Westboro Church say it would defeat the purpose of their protest because their intended audience would not be able to see or hear what they're saying. Margie Phelps is one of the daughters of Westboro's pastor and one of the church's attorneys. She says it's a clear violation of the Constitution.
This is not about quietude of a funeral. This is about, you don't want anybody in this country saying there's a sovereign God who has an attribute called wrath, but we're going to say it.
The church has pledged to sue if the new law keeps protesters from spreading their message. A handful of other states have either passed or are considering similar restrictions of their own. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.